Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, Thursday edition of the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I am out in Seattle having a fabulous time hanging out with the Hillsdale College crew. Spoke last night with their big, I think there were 500 or 600 people in the room for their event out here in Seattle. Really outstanding. Buck is out today and tomorrow. Be back with me on Monday. In the meantime, it's you, me, and hopefully millions of our friends out there. And we got a couple of news stories that we got to update you on that have happened. If you just happen to get in your car right now or you're just hanging out with us, two of the seven seated jurors have now been dismissed in the Donald Trump rig job trial in New York City. One juror woke up this morning, decided she could not be honest and impartial, and that she didn't think she was up for being on the jury. She has now been released from jury duty. Another juror was caught lying. Juror number four that we talked about yesterday, born in Puerto Rico, said that he was too hardworking to have crimes, to have hobbies, claimed that he did not have any strong political leanings or opinions surrounding Donald Trump. He has actually, it turned out, been caught as a liar. He was arrested in the 90s for political activism in Westchester County, which is a wealthy county outside of New York City. So he now is off the jury as well. So they have caught one juror lying. Another juror says she isn't up for the tumult of sitting on the trial. This is spiraling rapidly out of control. A lot of you are reacting out there to this insanity. And in the VIP mailbags, Lewis says, so they dismissed a juror guilty of the same infraction as the judge and prosecutors. Will they charge him with perjury? I think it's a really good question. I would think if you claim that you did not have strong political opinions and it turns out you were arrested in the 90s for having strong political opinions, you probably should have disclosed that fact. I'm sure they ask the jurors whether they have ever been arrested. So this juror, I think, probably should be charged with perjury. He was trying to rig the election through this jury that is trying to rig the election too. Jeff writes, Clay, there's no way the juror's identity will be unknown unless they are 24/7 sequestered. There will always be people placing huge pressure on these jurors. That's why they need to postpone the trial until after the election. Trump's going nowhere. What's the harm? Why have 12 people? And this is my argument. This is Jeff writing in. Why have 12 people effectively determine the election and not the 150 million citizen voters? Makes no sense to have this trial continue. Supreme Court needs to be petitioned to delay trial for the good of the country. Thanks, guys. Well, the challenge here is state court. And you would have to work through the entire state court apparatus before you were able to find the federal issue that should be in play in order for the Supreme Court to have any opinion here at all. I have said, and you can grab this, you can flag it, you can come back to it in a year, Supreme Court's going to overturn the entire basis upon which Alvin Bragg has brought these charges. He's elevated a misdemeanor to a felony based on a second crime that I don't believe is permissible under New York law. Not to mention the statute of limitations has already expired. And this is a clearly political-based prosecution. Remember, Alvin Bragg has lowered 52% of all felony charges in Manhattan to misdemeanors. It is almost unheard of for him to elevate a bookkeeping misdemeanor, which is what this case is, to a felony. So not only is this a political rig job, he is actually doing the opposite of almost everything that he does for every other case that he deals with. That is, generally speaking, he takes felonies and lowers them to misdemeanors. Here, he is taking a misdemeanor and elevating it to a felony. They did a search of how many cases are similar to this right now in Manhattan. Misdemeanor elevated to a felony based on a second law. Almost non-existent for anybody but Donald Trump. So we're not only talking about a political prosecution, we're talking about a political prosecution without precedent in the way that Alvin Bragg treats other criminal related issues. And we're now seeing this entire case fall apart because they can't seat anyone on the jury without them lying. Because the truth of the matter is this. Yes, there's going to be pressure on jurors. But also there's going to be jurors who potentially get book deals. Can you imagine if you are a left-winger who hates Trump, and there are a lot of them, especially in Manhattan, you get seated on this jury, you keep all of your notes, you aggressively keep track of everything that happens during the course of the trial, you convict Trump, and then you write the book about you being a juror on the trial and the conviction of Trump that occurred. That person might well get a multi-million dollar book advance. Now, they'll try to say, hey, we don't want you keeping notes. Hey, we don't want you writing a book. But once the conviction occurs, somebody's going to write a book. And if you are the juror who makes that happen, you're a hero on the left. You can catapult that into a life worth of salary from one book. Conversely, if this trial completely falls apart and there isn't a conviction and you're a juror who refuses to convict, you could become a hero on the right. Now, you might have to move out of Manhattan. But are you telling me that these jurors aren't aware of that? Do they have functional brains? Of course they're aware of that. Other than the OJ trial, which we know was a ridiculously racist rig job, refusing to convict him because of what happened to Rodney King, there hasn't been a jury in the last 30 years that is anywhere near as famous as the jury will become on this trial. So don't sell me the idea that these jurors don't understand the implications of the value that they can unlock in their own personal lives if they end up on this jury trial and if they are partisan in nature. They're not imbeciles. Now, I understand why a lot of people don't want to be on the jury trial. I understand why some of you out there would say, this is the last thing I need. I understand why a lot of you out there who may be Trump supporters in New York City would say, I don't want this. Because a lot of you are probably undercover already. I'm in Seattle right now. I spoke at the Hillsdale event. I met a lot of our listeners last night. A lot of them came up to me and said, we're undercover. One woman said, Hillsdale sent me a bumper sticker. She said, there's no way I would put that on my car living in the Seattle area because it would get defaced and someone would rip it off and something might happen to me if they found out that I was the kind of person who supported Hillsdale College. A lot of you listening to me right now are, I bet, undercover. Some of you are in your offices right now and you're listening to me in your earbuds and you're camouflaging who you're listening to because you're afraid your coworkers might find out. That's very common in New York City. That's common in Seattle where I am right now. Many of you who live in leftist cities are undercover because you're worried about what would happen to you at your own job. So I actually think there's tons of people out there who would support Trump that don't want to be on this jury because they're afraid they would get outed because they might not be willing to convict. We mentioned yesterday one of the jurors that's seated is an attorney. Let me tell you, a lot of law firms won't even allow their law firm to represent Donald Trump. If I were an attorney at a big firm in New York City and I was a Trump supporter, I would probably have to keep that quiet. We'll almost need a secret handshake. Do I want to be on that jury trial? If it comes out that I was a juror who refused to convict, it could be the end of your legal career. Your partners might force you out of the law firm if you voted on a jury that you didn't think Trump was guilty. Conversely, if you were on the jury and you were in that law firm, the firm might reward you if you were on and you shepherded a guilty verdict. This is the world we're in, man. So I understand some people who are like, hey, I don't want to be involved in this. This is going to blow my life up. I can't stay in Manhattan and be a Trump guy anymore or a Trump gal. If I got seated on this jury, I just want out. I can't be impartial. I think there's lots of people saying that. On the flip side, the reward in Manhattan, if you put Trump, send him up to the big house, I think is substantial because it's an 87 to 90% anti-Trump audience. Your employer might reward you. It's not going to stun you. Some of our Clay and Buck employees who live in the New York City area, they have to really stay undercover. They don't want to get outed as the Trump person. I'm telling you, in Seattle, the conversations that I was having last night, there's a lot of fear about even acknowledging what your politics are if you're not a left-winger right now. So it would take someone incredibly brave to actually apply the facts here and call out effectively Alvin Bragg for rigging the game in favor of left-wingers. And I think there's a lot of people who just don't want to get in that fight. Irrespective of the fact that you've got a rigged jury pool already that hates Trump, even a lot of the people who love Trump don't want to get outed as Trump people. I mean, it's a scary world that the left has created. And what it all adds up to, in my opinion, is a trial, a prosecutor, and a jury pool that is also directly rigged and polluted and bogus that it's impossible to even contemplate how true justice could happen in this case. I'll take some of your calls. 800-282-2882. Again, big breaking news. Two of the jurors have been removed. We've got a report from right outside of the courthouse about the second juror and why he was removed. I will play that for you when we come back. In the meantime, I told you, I was at a Hillsdale event last night. Larry Arnn, the leader of Hillsdale, I left that event saying, I want my kids to apply to go to Hillsdale. Not sure they'll get in. Only 20% of the applicants get in. But man, he is the kind of leader that we need at more universities right now. And I love Larry Arnn and everything that he is standing for at Hillsdale right now. He even told me last night, He said almost everybody we admit to Hillsdale now has a perfect GPA. High school GPA, they absolutely kill it. He said in his 20 years, they have only had, I believe the number was 20 students graduate from Hillsdale with a 4.0 at that university. Average GPA is 2.85. I said, how does that happen? He said, we want you to work hard and we want you to learn, but we don't do grade inflation. You know, almost everybody gets an A in almost every college out there. Hillsdale is so committed to the idea of education, they got a crazy idea. Not everybody should get an A. Not everybody. Only 20 people in 20 years have been capable of even getting A's in everything. I kind of love it. I love everything about this school. And they do and are having such a tremendous impact all over the nation. Hillsdale has had a ton of Supreme Court clerks. It's kind of unheard of. I believe they have 4 Hillsdale graduates on the Supreme Court clerking right now. Every judge only gets 4. So you're talking about 36 Supreme Court clerks. Hillsdale's had 4 recently. I was talking to Dr. Arne. They have 7 people now who went to their journalism program, credit to the Wall Street Journal, working at the Wall Street Journal right now. Imprimis is going out to millions of people. It's their free newsletter. You need to be checking this out. My mom texted me yesterday and said that she has taken a couple of the free Hillsdale courses that are available on the internet for everybody. She got set up. Maybe you should as well by going to clayandbuckforhillsdale.com right now. That's clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. No cost at all to get Imprimis sent to your house. I promise you will love this. Over 6 million people, they said now, are getting Imprimis sent to them. Go sign up. Get it for free. I think you'll enjoy what you read there. clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. One more time, clayandbuckforhillsdale.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to take some of your calls at the top of the next hour, about 5 minutes from now. So if you're with us right now, 800-282-2882, I promise that I will get to you when we come back at the top of the next hour. A lot of you want to react about a variety of different topics out there, but I want to make sure that I'm keeping you updated on all of the breaking news. Here is Fox News discussing the removal of juror number 4, who they determined had lied during the jury selection process. Again, we're only 3 days in two jurors out of the seven now off the trial. Here is the report about jury number four.
That this has to do with something that very well could have been the fact that this juror may have been arrested back in the 1990s conducting some type of political vandalism against something, posters on the right, and it was not revealed, or he did not remember it and did not include it, and that is why that juror has been dismissed.
I don't know about you, but if I had ever been arrested, I think I would I think I would remember it. So it's very, very lenient to a juror to say, oh, sorry, I didn't remember that I got arrested in a political related event. I'm sorry. That sounds super, super political in nature. It sounds like a rig job was in effect. Now, credit to the DA because they caught this doing a background check. But how in the world do you try to sit on a criminal trial as a jury member and not disclose that you've previously been arrested for a political related charge back in the 90s? I think that would be hard to forget. I can be honest with you guys. So far, I've never been arrested in my life. Now, Alvin Bragg may arrest me soon for calling out his ridiculous kangaroo court of a case, which case I'll have to change that. I'd say I've been arrested now. I don't think you forget that. I don't think any of you out there, when I say, have you ever been arrested? You might not want to tell me, but you certainly aren't thinking to yourself, let me think about that for a little while. It's like Dawn Staley when she got asked about trans athletes. She paused and took a drink of water. If I say, have you ever been arrested before? And your first thought is, well, define arrest. Well, let me take a drink here for a moment before I give you an answer on that. No, I'm betting you've probably been arrested. So two jurors down. We'll talk about it. I'll take your calls when we come back. But I want to tell you in the meantime about Liberty Safe. How many of you out there have things in your home that you desperately want to protect and make sure isn't easily accessible to everyone? That's what Liberty Safe does. Jewelry, cash, guns, whatever you have, you need the best on the market to protect them. We've got one in the Travis household. More than 2 million Americans have chosen Liberty Safe. They make more than 30 models, two dozen colors, thousands of custom options to help create the safe of your dream. They are guaranteed for life, can be delivered and installed by an expert dealer network wherever you are listening today. You can shop at libertysafe.com/radio. Customize Fortress Strong Liberty Safe. We're getting one for our home right now. Radio gets you a 10% discount. That's libertysafe.com/radio. Use radio for 10% off. A lot of you want to weigh in, variety of different topics. Let's start off with Dave in Madison, Wisconsin. You feel like you have to be undercover in terms of what you believe and what you listen to?
Yeah, hey, mega dittos from the People's Republic of Madison. I've been waiting to say that forever.
Yes.
Yeah, when you were talking about that, you just described me. You guys got your finger on the pulse of your audience. I'm in real estate sales, picture on my business card, but I can't put anything on social media. I can't promote things from my views because I'm living in the belly of the beast here. So that's exactly right. There's a lot of conservatives out there that have jobs, self-employment, or whatever, that just kind of have to keep their views a little parked, which is, that's okay. But on the other hand, it does represent kind of a void where you don't see us as much. So
thank you for the call. You
nailed it.
Thank you for the call. I got a bunch of messages. People like, do you have a camera in my office right now? How did you describe exactly how I am listening to your show so perfectly? Like, you're looking around. No, Buck is a former CIA agent. He'll be back on Monday, by the way, out with Carrie for the rest of the weekend on a quick vacation trip. But no, we don't have cameras in your office. But I know how a lot of you are listening. Because the number one thing that people say to me, and a lot of people said it at the Hillsdale event last night, they come up and they say, you say everything that I wish I could say. Because you're worried about keeping your job. You're worried about paying your mortgage. You're concerned that if everybody knows what you actually think, your life could be really impacted in a very negative way. Which is why I think even though they've got a rigged jury pool, I actually think there's tons of Trump people who don't want to be on that jury because it would out you and it could cost you your job. Dave in Jackson, Michigan, what you got for us?
pleasure taking my thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Well,
what you got?
The birthplace of the Republican Party. I'm not absolutely afraid. I've got a 1976 front license plate. We don't require two plates on our cars here, but I got a front United States flag license plate bicentennial edition, and on the back I proudly display in my license plate issued from Lansing, United States Marine Corps. So I'm not afraid of that. But here's a question I have for you, sir. What's going on with this tainted for one thing, but statute of limitations is a big deal.
Yeah.
Everybody can step in.
Thank you for the call. First of all, I think if this juror number four, who's been dismissed, if they are correct that juror had previously been arrested in the 90s, that sounds like that juror lied to try to get seated on this jury. I believe the jury should be prosecuted. Juror members should be prosecuted. I said I hope that some of the Trump people get on the jury. People are fired up about that early this week. I don't want you to lie. I don't want you to commit a crime to get on the jury. But if I had the opportunity to get on that jury by answering questions legally, I would do it in a heartbeat. But if we find out, as appears to be the case, that a left-winger is trying to get on that jury because he wants to throw Donald Trump in prison, and he declined to announce that he had been arrested, I think that guy should be prosecuted for perjury. As I was saying as we went to break last time, I don't believe that you could have forgotten whether or not you had ever been arrested. I don't think that's a foreseeable reality for anyone out there. And so I think he lied to try to get on the jury, because he knew if he admitted that he had had an arrest for a election-related issue in the 1990s, that would have gotten him struck. There's no way they'd have put him on. Andrew in Polo, Illinois. What you got for us, Andrew?
Clay, I'm a huge fan. Great to talk to you. First got to know you from reading Dixieland and Dixieland Delight and on Rocky Top, so go Vols. I got what I would like to call a highly likely hypothetical question for you. Let's say all these charges that they're trying to levy against Trump don't work. He gets on the ballot. He wins the election. What are they going to do? Are they going to try and invalidate the election by pulling up some old statute out of the spider webs, or do they JFK him?
Well, thanks for the call. I, like many of you, am worried about Trump's personal safety on a regular basis. So I don't see how you could not be terrified for how crazy there are people out there on the left. So I hope that he is well protected. I hope that the Secret Service agents do a great job with him and with Joe Biden and with anybody who's going to be in a prominent place in politics. I don't want an RFK. I don't want an MLK. I don't want a 1968 situation. I don't want a JFK situation. We've been very fortunate in avoiding violent acts directed towards political leaders in this country for a long time, and I hope that keeps going. On the other part of the question you asked, I think that all the people who told you that January 6th was an insurrection and argued that it was a unique threat to American democracy will do everything they can to avoid acknowledging the electoral votes if Donald Trump is elected president. They will protest. They will throw fits. They will have rallies all over Washington, D.C. I think that they will have mass riots. Democrats will, all over this country if Trump wins. They use the one incident of misbehavior from people on the right, January 6th, to treat it as a unique outrage, despite the fact that BLM spent months burning down cities all over the country. And remember, there was plywood everywhere in the windows all over America when election 2020 happened, as an implicit threat that riots would ensue if Trump were reelected. Everyone knew what was going on there. I expect the same sort of reaction if Trump were to win in a little over 6 months from now. Sheila in Racine, Wisconsin. What you got for us, Sheila?
Hi. Hi, Clay. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, listen, I want to zero in on this jury selection and the voir dire process specifically. I was just listening to the breaking news about two jurors being dismissed. and one was for going on social media. I was on a jury back in 1987 before social media. And one of the things you do not do is talk to anybody, including your spouse, about the trial. So in today's era of social media, I can't believe how anyone who is not sequestered could possibly follow that rule. And I was talking with your screener, and I said in order for him to get a fair trial, and I'm going to ask you this, Clay, I think that he needs to go out of Manhattan into another county with a change of venue. And if Trump's attorneys did introduce a change of venue and the judge denied it, number one, does that show an impartial judge? And number two, where could Trump go for a fair trial since he is so well known over the entire world? I just want to say one last comment is when you're on a jury, for them to be asked the question, do you have an opinion one way or the other about Donald Trump? If they said no, I can't believe that because everybody has either a negative or a positive view of Trump because he is so well known. And so to say something like that is really not truthful. And
I agree.
I'm wondering what kind of jury perjury charges could be put against the one from Westchester County.
Okay. Great questions. Several of them. Let me try to take them in order. I believe Trump has requested a change of venue already. It's already been rejected. They don't want to give a change of venue because they know they have a tremendous advantage. 87% of the voters in this jurisdiction voted against Trump and for Biden in 2020. Plus, they don't want to give up their political power. Judge Marchand wants this case. It's the greatest case of his judicial career. He thinks of himself as a hero for sitting on this case, I would bet. Alvin Bragg sees this as the case that will propel his political future potentially to the governor's mansion in Albany. He's never going to give up an advantage. Crew can check on this, but I believe the motion for a jury to be moved has been rejected already. Where would it be? I talked a little bit about this. I think you should go to a county that is 50-50. Because that's where America is. If you wanted a true jury of Donald Trump's peers on this issue, I threw out Miami-Dade County. I think you could take this case to Nassau County or Suffolk County out on Long Island. I think you'd get a much more honest version of the 50-50 nature of this country. There are few places in America less representative of the United States than Manhattan. That is not a jury of Trump's peers. It's a rig job. That's why I said you should be able to remove cases like these to your home jurisdiction. Palm Beach County, I think, would be fair. I don't know what the data is on Palm Beach County in general. I think it's close to 50-50 in Florida. That's where Trump lives now. That's where Mar-a-Lago is. This case would never get a conviction in Palm Beach County. I think the judge probably would throw out this case, honestly. I think this case is going to get tossed eventually because I think it's bogus in terms of the statute of limitations, the fact that it's been elevated from a misdemeanor to a felony, the fact that if you analyze this, the only way it stands is based on a second crime that is being added to potentially a federal crime to a state charge. It doesn't add up. It's not going to be legally sustainable. But it's not going to be struck down, I don't think, before November 5th when the election happens. They just want to be able to say, see, Trump's a felon. And then the last question I think that we got there was, I think this is perjury. I don't believe if this juror did not disclose the arrest, which has been the report so far. So I'm reacting to the reports from the media, to be fair. If this juror did not disclose his arrest in the 1990s for a political-related charge in Westchester County outside of New York City, I think that's clear perjury. She's right when she said it's hard to find anybody. If anybody says I don't have an opinion of Donald Trump, I think that's a lie. But it's hard to prove that an opinion is not true. Whether you've been arrested or not is a fact. And if he didn't disclose that, in my opinion, he lied in an effort to get on the jury. We'll take some more of your calls. We got loaded lines, 800-282-2882. I am Clay Travis. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us. And I want to tell you, it is Major League Baseball season. You know, I'm down the road from where the Seattle Mariners play. They had an afternoon game yesterday.
My kids are obsessed with the Atlanta Braves. The NBA playoffs have started. The NHL playoffs are underway. If you like sports, you need to go sign up right now for Prize Picks. You can have a lot of fun picking players that you enjoy watching and seeing whether or not you can win up to 100 times your money, 10 times your money, just by having some fun. You can also get $100 right now if you go to prizepicks.com/clay. Prizepicks.com, you use my name, they'll give you $100 to have some fun with if you are a big sports fan. I love this app. You can love it too. You can play it in California, Georgia, and Texas, places that are otherwise not able to have as much fun when it comes to sports and picking more or less and getting involved with your favorite teams and your favorite games. Go today. Get up to $100. PrizePicks.com. Use my name, Clay. You deposit $100. They'll give you $100 back. That's PrizePicks.com. My name, C-L-A-Y, Clay.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Top of the third hour, by the way, we're going to continue to follow all of the updates as we will for the next several weeks on the Trump trial. But I actually saw a couple of stories that I thought were super important. One of those had to do with the crazy NPR chick that they have put in control there. But also the Google company has fired 28 employees for protesting on the job. I actually saw that as a super positive development. We'll talk about that a little bit more as well in the third hour as we continue to discuss the absolute latest on the Trump trial. But I want to take a couple more of your calls here. Rob in, Steve in South Carolina, what you got for us?
Calling about your comments about people more or less hiding in the closet. Listening to your program or trying to hide who they are for fear of being bullied at work. And yep. I'm just calling to say I hope you don't condone that because it sounded like you did. And if
let me just ask you a question. Steve, where do you live?
South Carolina.
Yeah. When's the last time South Carolina elected a Democrat statewide?
I don't care where I am, boss. I am who I am.
I get it. But Steve, thanks for the call. Let me tell you something. It's easy to live in a red state and call in and call people cowards who live in blue states or blue cities and have to worry about what their politics might do to them. So if you don't live in New York City, And if you don't live in Los Angeles, and if you don't live in San Francisco, and if you don't live in Seattle, you don't, frankly, have any clue what the pressure is on you. And I appreciate the fact that people who want to be incredibly outspoken and aggressive in what they believe. I am that. And I'm fortunate now to have a career where I get paid to say exactly what I think every day. But I also understand that I am speaking for lots of people that don't have that luxury. And it would be incredibly arrogant and condescending of me, in my opinion, for me to tell you, hey, if you live in New York City and you've got a job that's allowing you to pay your mortgage and put your kids in college, but you have to go to DEI seminars in order to keep your job, you should stand up and call out their BS in front of the whole company. Do you know what probably would happen? You would get fired. And you might feel better because you got that off your chest. But feeling better doesn't pay the mortgage, and it doesn't pay your kids' tuition. So with all due respect, you calling in and saying, those people are cowards. I'll say exactly what I think. When you live in South friggin' Carolina, and there hasn't been a Democrat elected in your state in 40 years, the pressure is a little bit different on you than it would be if you live in New York City or Seattle or Chicago or San Francisco. A lot of you don't feel that you have the ability to say what you really think and keep your jobs. I think that's wrong. But I respect a lot of you out there who are willing behind the scenes to fight battles that you can't fight publicly. So no, I'm not going to call those people out. The people I will call out are billionaires. If you are rich and nobody can do anything to you and you are a coward, I think you deserve criticism. If you've got $20 million and you won't say what you think, if you've got $100 million and you won't say what you think, I think you're a coward. If you're fighting your ass off to pay your mortgage and keep the job that you already have to take care of your family, and you don't feel like you can speak out and say the truth, guess what? We're here for you. I know what that feels like. I have been in that position, and I'm never going to forget it, and I'm never going to apologize or call out people who are trying to fight those battles.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.